Jen Walsh is hired back to the Haines Fire Department following a sudden dismissal earlier this year. And the aspiring distiller behind Skagway Spirits says they have one more hurdle to clear. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. After a widely questioned dismissal a few months ago, Jen Walsh has been hired back to the Haines Volunteer Fire Department. Interim Borough Manager Brad Ryan said Wednesday that Walsh was hired as an EMT firefighter. Historically, the largely volunteer department has had two paid positions, firefighter training officer and EMT firefighter. Walsh started out in the EMT firefighter job and was hired to the training officer position in August after longtime employee Al Badgley's retirement. In February, Walsh was unexpectedly let go. Borough Manager Ryan said at the time that the borough had chosen not to extend Walsh's contract beyond the six-month probationary period. Walsh said no specifics were given for her dismissal. At a February Borough Assembly meeting, several people spoke out against the decision to dismiss Walsh. Fire Department volunteer Megan Elliott was one of them.
This has left the volunteers without our leader. Our EMS will suffer without our training officer.
Ryan said Wednesday that Walsh was hired back as an EMT firefighter, not as training officer. Kyle Fossman is also employed as an EMT firefighter, but Ryan said he is leaving the department at the end of May. Ryan did not say why Walsh was hired for the EMT firefighter job instead of the training officer position.
Well, the trainer could be contracted or it could be a volunteer, but at this point, we don't necessarily have to have a trainer. We have two EMT firefighters instead of a firefighter trainer.
Walsh's first day back at the fire department is May 2nd. She could not be reached for comment by deadline for this report. Aspiring distillers in Skagway say they have one more hurdle to clear before they start making vodka and gin. Gary Hager hopes to start a family-run distillery called Skagway Spirits.
We're very close, but like I say, we're just waiting on the feds at this point.
Hager's new business venture, Skagway Spirits, was on the agenda at an Alaska Alcohol Beverage Control Board meeting earlier this week. Hager says the ABC board is close to giving them the green light and granting their distillery license. All they need is federal license approval.
You know, it's been a slow process, far more involved than we ever anticipated. But when we're dealing with this subject matter, or alcohol, that's understandable, I guess.
Hager says he's been interested in the craft of distilling for a while, but it wasn't until recently that he, his wife Janilyn, and his adult son Lucas decided to take the leap. He says it had to do with a number of things, including finding the right space at Alaska 9th Street. He says the thriving Port Chilcoot Distillery in Haines also was a factor.
Visiting there, and that kind of sparked the interest again.
Although Hager says he's learned from the Haines Distillery owners that it's not an easy business.
It's kind of a bittersweet experience in that it's something that going into it, it's going to take some time before it's profitable, but kind of labor of love.
Hager is 68 years old. He's worked as a general contractor for years, but now he's planning to put his efforts into gin and whiskey instead of roofing and construction. He says it's something he and his wife can start and his son can carry on.
Me, I'm on my way out, so while I have an interest in doing this, and it's a bit of a challenge, I feel Luke's got a good grasp of it's something that will, he can, we'll all kind of get the setup together and then he can just carry the torch on.
The Hager family participated in a distilling workshop in Washington last month, and they've joined the Alaska Distillers Guild. Hager envisions a distillery possibly open year-round with a tasting room. They would start out with vodka and gin and move into whiskey and maybe other spirits. The Hagers aren't the only ones who want to open a Skagway distillery. Haines residents Dan and Christine Turner have also applied for a distillery liquor license in the gateway to the Klondike. But right now, only one distillery is allowed per 3,000 people in Alaska towns and cities. Joel Probst is the project manager for the Turners' proposed distillery, called Alaska Stillman. He said in an interview last month that the Turners understood Hager gets precedence since he applied first, but he thinks there's a chance that population limits on distillery licenses could be changed with legislation.
We are very aware of the reality of the Hager situation, the Skagway Spirits LLC situation. So in the event that that does all go forward, we wish them all the luck in the world. And of course, we'll be standing there to do our best lobbying efforts in Juneau to try to get those population limits lifted and have commerce kind of open up for another distillery there in town. Competition's always good.
I'm kind of the mind of the more the merrier.
That's Hager.
Yeah, that wouldn't give me any heartburn if there was another distillery here.
Hager says that is up to the state. If there were to, he thinks some kind of Skagway distillery tour would be a good idea to draw the cruise ship visitors to both places. If its license is granted, Hager says Skagway Spirits would be the sixth distillery in the state. There are others in the works in Juneau, Fairbanks, and Homer. Hager says as soon as they get the go-ahead, they'll start distilling. He hopes to open the doors to some degree this year and to be bottling and fully open for business by next summer. Fisheries researchers say North Pacific Ocean salmon species may be competing for prey, perhaps even adversely affecting the populations of each other. The pink salmon fishery, the staple of Southeast Alaska's commercial finfish fisheries, may be benefiting from that competition. KTOO's Matt Miller has more on the story.
These pink salmon that we got in early this year are some of the largest I've seen in quite a long time.
That's John Joyce, fisheries research biologist at the Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute in Aka Bay, in an interview last summer. As the waters of Ock Creek flowed over rocks and salmon lingered in a nearby pool, Joyce explained the creek's weir features over 35 years of continuous data that is valuable for climate change research.
You know, we had a real warm event. It would be logical to assume that that's creating a pretty good growth regime for these fish, and we're seeing evidence of that with these fish coming back.
Joyce says the adult pink salmon are returning earlier every summer, a total of 2 weeks earlier since counting started. Last year's returning pinks also came back in big numbers in the northern part of Southeast Alaska. They were also bigger than usual, about 12% heavier than the previous year. During the Salmon Ocean Ecology Meeting in Juneau in March, research biologists presented their findings, suggested that some Pacific Ocean salmon species are benefiting from a competition for food resources. Alaska Department of Fish and Game's Leon Shaw says they've noticed a trend develop in the Gulf of Alaska and Southeast Alaska over the last several decades. Older Chinook and Coho are getting smaller, while young reds and pinks are getting bigger.
The size of salmon in the region has shown a pattern of convergence, with everything that was smaller 30, 35 years ago trending larger and the larger fish trending smaller.
Shaw wonders if the salmon's forage base is being altered by the recent swings in water temperature. When ocean temperatures are cool, young pink salmon usually grow by feeding on the bigger and fattier zooplankton. It just so happens that squid like zooplankton too.
Pink salmon may be changing the whole forage base, similar to the phenomenon of fishing down the marine food web, taking out the squid, which is a direct competitor with them for zooplankton. And so the pink salmon is an intra-gilled predator that both eats its competitor and eats the prey of its competitor.
And it's also possible that when pink salmon bulk up by consuming squid, they're also depriving offshore coho and chinook of their primary food source. Shaw acknowledges that they still haven't pinned down whether young pinks are benefiting from more zooplankton because those older pinks are scooping up all the squid. And since less fatty zooplankton are prevalent during warm conditions, they're still not sure how pinks are still getting bigger with a recent warm water anomaly known as the blob in the Northeast Pacific.
And if it's driven by climate, then you would expect going back into a warm period that they would have been smaller in size, and yet pink salmon have continued to grow larger in 2015. And so they followed this recent trend, which suggests that there's something more than just a change in climate, that there is plenty of food out there and that somehow they are benefiting.
Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.